I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The most recent crop progress report reflects drier conditions and uncertainty for growers. Highlights from the report say that pasture and rangeland condition as well as winter wheat condition deteriorated with continued dry weather. The National Agricultural Statistics Colorado Field Office also reports soil moisture supplies degraded, with topsoil moisture rated 52% very short to short and subsoil moisture rated 43% very short to short. Northeastern counties did receive a little precipitation along with cooler temperatures. Some field work was delayed. A few east central counties received isolated moisture, but the rest remained dry. A report from Kiowa County said dry weather and high winds further hurt the winter wheat crop. And in the San Luis Valley, potato planting was well underway and planting of barley was nearly complete. Some barley acreage was being replanted due to the earlier freeze. The alfalfa crop was noted as a couple of weeks behind. Southeastern counties received no moisture and experienced high winds. Reports indicated that livestock producers were selling off stock and feed supplies were short. Some southern counties are experiencing extreme drought. In the meantime, the NAS crops branch chief Lance Honig says his agency is intent on making this and other agricultural statistics easy to access for the public as well as producers.
Everything from what I would call quick reference information. We've got a lot more one-pagers that we've posted out this year.
This and other reports can be found at nas.usda.gov.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.